Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Let the debate begin. I guess we can't say elections don't matter. Republicans lost 70% of the Latino vote in last fall's election. And suddenly, Republican leadership and Democrat leadership have joined together to push for comprehensive immigration reform. Maybe the Republicans don't have a tin ear after all. 6 years ago, conservatives killed a George W. Bush plan to deal with our immigration problem. Now it appears we may have a chance to get this done. Leading the charge for change is a team of Senate leaders, including John McCain, Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, Lindsey Graham, Robert Menendez, Michael Bennett, Marco Rubio, Jeff Flake, Republicans and Democrats, leaders all. Also, House Speaker John Boehner is supportive of the effort. Sounds like it's a done deal, but of course it's not. There's still a lot of opposition. In 2007, President Bush tried to push through legislation. However, at that time, the Congress could not accept the idea of giving illegal lawbreakers a path to citizenship. And I understand that argument. But we have 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States now. Many have been here for generations. Some came here as children. More children have been born here. They work hard in the fields on the farm, milking the cows, building the houses, butchering the hogs. They're doing work that no one else wants to do. If they have a clean criminal record, it's time to give them legal status. The bipartisan group that put together this framework to fix the problem said it would be a tough but fair route to citizenship. They've been living in the shadows too long. The legislation will insist on a more effective job of closing the border. President Obama supports immigration reform. However, be aware that the devil will be in the details. His plan will not be the same as the Senate, and the House plan will be different also. Ironing out all of the differences will not be easy, but I think we have a better than 50% chance of getting something done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.